So we've got two great holy days before us. Can you name them? Well, St. Patrick's Day, I wore my socks. See, I got my St. Patrick's Day socks, right? So we got to talk about St. Patrick. Plus, on Tuesday, what is Tuesday? The Feast of St. Joseph. It's a solemnity. Everything goes from purple to white because it's the day when we remember Joseph as husband and Mary. And here at St. Joseph, we'll celebrate with Mass in the morning and Mass in the evening at 7 p.m. You're all coming. Just say yes, Father. We'll have snacks afterwards. So I thought it'd be appropriate to take a minute to talk about St. Patrick. And why talk about this Irish saint today? Not only because it is St. Patrick's Day, but our parish was founded by Irish settlers back in the 1830s. The first Mass was at a home of James Walsh. No, it's not a relative. It'd be fun to say he was. But it was out at Dexter Town Hall in Island Lake Road, southwest of here. And many of us know that the first church was built out at Quigley and Dexter Town Hall Road, about 3 miles due west of here. And if we were in the village church and you were looking at the high altar, who's on either side of the Sacred Heart of Jesus? St. Patrick and St. Bridget are there. So it's kind of a neat thing to talk about St. Patrick today. So some things to know about Patrick. He was raised either in Scotland or Britain. They're not sure. He lived between 389 and 461, they think. We do know as a young boy, he and his father and the hired hands on the family farm were captured by pirates and sold into slavery from Scotland or Britain into Ireland. And he was a shepherd, a tough job outside in the cold. But he heard a call from the Lord, a call of conversion to his heart. He escaped and went to France, where he studied to be a priest. After he was ordained at the age of 43, he was made a bishop. And then he heard a call in a dream. Patrick was called in a dream to go to the children of Ireland who were being persecuted. It was a pagan country. And he heard the call to do missionary work, calling people to conversion. So this humble man of faith and courage heard this call and went to the country of Ireland and began calling people to change. His words and actions changed a country. He ordained men, started dioceses. He called people to repent. We know he used the shamrock to teach the Trinity, the stem and three leaves, one God, three persons. He moved people from pagans to people of prayer, from sinners to servants, from selfish actors to compassionate givers, from doubters to believers. So why remember St. Patrick today? When you think about it, he read, he studied, he preached the same scriptures that we read today. He was energized by the same Eucharist we come to receive. He lived the words of Jeremiah who said, "I took them by the hand. I will place God's law within them. I will write it on their hearts." St. Patrick brought the love of God to the people of Ireland. He called them to conversion of mind and heart. And the people listened and learned and began to live the gospel. St. Patrick understood the words from the book of Hebrews. He learned obedience from what he suffered. It wasn't easy. The bishops didn't even like him because he was so hands-on with his people. He offered prayers like Jesus for the people of Ireland. St. Patrick took the words of Jesus in the gospel to heart when he says, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." St. Patrick heard the call of the children of Ireland. He embraced, as a faithful servant, the call to action, the call to teach and preach, the call to serve and sacrifice. The question to ask ourselves as we begin these last weeks of Lent: have I heard the call to conversion? Have I recognized where I need to repent? Am I seeking to have the law of love guide my heart? If St. Patrick could accept the call, the mission, and the challenge, let us ask ourselves, can we do the same? Amen.